Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to another edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. I'm joined by Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy, as always. So when are we going to call this segment Eagles, the Kings of the Division, or something along those lines, where it's basically the Eagles own the NFC East after their thrashing?
I think you have to come up with a better name.
Yeah, I think we'll
work on
the
name.
You're going to have to workshop it before you give us that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but we
how about atop the NFC East?
That's a good one.
That's good. That's not bad.
There we go. So let's do a rewind here. Bob's Discount Furniture presents atop the NFC East.
We could probably make that.
You could probably, yeah.
The work of the telestrator.
It's got the arrows. It works.
There we go.
It works. So the Eagles dominate the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving, enjoying a holiday feast by a 33-10 margin. I mean, what was it like for you guys back here in Philadelphia? The atmosphere in Arlington, Texas was absolutely electric. There were tons of Eagles fans who greeted us at the team hotel. Plenty of Eagles fans in the stands. It was great in the fourth quarter when I even made a joke on Twitter that you need to get pest control because all the cockroaches were leaving the facility at one time, just scattering around. And anytime the Eagles made a play, you heard cheers because all the Eagles fans were the ones.
Good thought on Thanksgiving as you're trying to finish your dinner. Look, I mean, the Eagles came out and they took care of business. And we talked last week, one of the keys to the game, actually, for Bo came up with the kickoff show was the defense coming out and, you know, talking or walking the walk after talking the talk throughout the week. And Fletcher Cox and Benny Logan, those guys up front, they walked the walk.
And, you know, stopping the run was not just necessarily, obviously, DeMarco Murray had his fewest rushing yards of the season, but that was sort of because of both the game. But he also had his fewest yards per carry of the season. Yep. So even when they were running the ball, they were not running the ball as effectively as they have this season. Those guys, that front seven's been so good against the run all year, and they proved to be the better unit, at least on Thanksgiving. We'll see what happens.
Especially against the stretch play. The stretch play, which we've seen multiple times over the course of the season, and the Eagles have been fantastic at stopping, and you knew that's what Dallas was going to do, and they got away from it because of how unsuccessful they were. So Eagles 9-3, we know their remaining schedule. Let's look at Dallas 8-4. I mean, there's a chance that in 2 weeks' time, Sunday Night Football, the Eagles could be playing the Cowboys to clinch the NFC East.
The only way that that's not the case is if the Eagles lose this week and the Cowboys win this week. Any other scenario, the Eagles will be playing to clinch the division with a win over the Cowboys.
Yeah, and it'll be it's going to be a big game regardless. I mean, even if we do win the division that following that week, I mean, we're still trying to play for that number one seed. We're trying to play for the second seed. So,
thanks, New England, for all of your help.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you what, that this week against the Seahawks, I believe that this game is for the number two seed.
I guess we'll devote the last 30 seconds or so to the Giants and Washington.
Never count out touchdown Blake.
You got the
Jaguars, baby.
Giants are 3-9 after blowing a 21-0 lead at the hands of Gus Bradley and Jacksonville
Jaguars. Tom Coughlin's homecoming. It was alumni day for the Jaguars. Tell you what a day.
It was the biggest comfort behind win in Jags history. It's the first time that they scored. And here's the thing. Two of the touchdowns by the Jags wasn't, you know, Blake Bortles. It was the defense.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're in a rut, man. I mean, the last win. When was their last win? It was before us.
It was a week before they played the Eagles.
I mean, it's been a rough couple
win
months.
Since then?
No.
It's been a rough couple months for the Giants.
Jimmy Kemsky tweeted, "The Giants haven't won since they stomped on the Eagles logo prior to that Sunday night game."
Yeah.
Washington got smoked by Indianapolis. Colt McCoy remains the starting quarterback. Defense is dreadful.
Do we think that Tom Coughlin will be here next year?
No.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
He's done a lot. He's won two Super Bowls.
He has won two Super Bowls. That is true.
His face gets redder than anybody else. But
BT with a resounding yes.
Here's a question. What's the bigger concern, the coach or the quarterback situation?
I would say the general talent on the roster is a concern. But as we say every week, they do have the best young receiver in the game, probably.
One of them, yeah.
I mean, it's a ton, but
There was the newest clip was him spinning the football.
Spinning
the football in practice and then kicking a 32-yard field goal.
Yeah, pretty nice.
ODB. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah. There it is, right on cue.
All right, how about Washington?
3-9, they lose to Indy. They have the Rams, the Giants, the Eagles, and then Dallas.
Well, the Rams or Giants will get a win in that, probably.
Colt McCoy looked good. He moves that offense. He's their best quarterback for sure.
Playing in that offense right now, yeah. I mean, I haven't watched the game closely, but Just seeing, you know, the numbers and kind of watching from afar on TV, seeing the highlights, it seemed like he moved the ball better than RG3 had the previous couple weeks.
The problem is they couldn't stop.
Good. I'd correct myself.
The problem is they couldn't stop Andrew Luck, who had 5 or 6 touchdowns. It was a career high.
I think it was five. Yeah,
five touchdowns.
Five.
Fitzpatrick
had the six. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on that note, that is Bob's Discount Furniture presents
atop
the NFC East. Thanks for joining us.